Greetings to all of you, and happy to be here. And one of the things that I love about sitting down to meditate is a kind of return to a simplicity of being, a kind of returning to the elemental qualities of just being alive and the immediacy of it, the directness of it. Maybe it's the difference between spending a whole life eating processed food versus going out into the garden and picking vegetables and produce and coming in, and maybe if it's a salad, just all raw ingredients that are gathered together and made into a nice salad, or zucchinis and onions that are chopped up and cooked directly. And so in the same way, we can live our lives lost in thought, preoccupied in abstractions, involved in the complexity of political philosophy, family dramas, sensual fantasies, and the world of regrets and resentments, all these kind of abstract world that we keep processing and processing and processing. And it's not just simple processed food, it's over-processed and reprocessed and deprocessed and all kinds of things. But then we come to sit and meditate, and we return to the garden. We return to where the elemental aspects of just being alive and breathing and sensing and feeling exist. And it can be such a delight, and it can be a challenge too, because the momentum of the processing machine can be strong. There's not a simple switch to turn off the processor. But to appreciate that underneath all the thoughts, ideas, experiences we're processing, there is something very fundamental and elemental and basic about just breathing and blood coursing through our veins and the nerve ends in our skins and throughout our bodies, picking up whatever sensations that are being, whatever things are triggering the sensations. The elemental qualities of our temperature, and warmth and coolness, hardness and softness, movements of the body. So we'll sit here, and feeling the solidity of your body, maybe against the whatever object is supporting the weight of your body. So the bottom of your chair, your cushion, the floor, the bed, whatever supporting the weight of your body, to feel the elemental solidity of that, or hardness, firmness of that, the support of it. Much of our life, maybe all of our lives, unless we're flying, fundamental is the foundational support that holds our weight, so we don't fall through space. And then there the solidity of our bones that maintains the muscles in the flesh from just completely collapsing like an empty pillowcase. And to feel the sense, the uprightness, if you're sitting upright, of the bones, the spine, and the solidity perhaps all the way up the spine to the neck, to the skull. And then accompanying us through this life is basic movements of breathing that can operate without any concern or thought from ourselves, or we can be actively involved in breathing and to appreciate this play by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And this fundamental rhythm of breathing that's like the rhythm of the tides, the rhythm of the days and nights, the natural rhythm that we have inherited from the whole process of evolution. And relaxing, softening, releasing the ways that muscles are sticky, held, close, contracted, releasing, softening, moving in the direction of the muscles of the shoulders, the belly, arms and legs, maybe becoming a little bit water-like, flowing and soft and not resisting anything, not holding back. Letting your breathing be normal. And settling down into the body's experience of itself. Whatever sensations there are in the body, you might think of them as the raw ingredients that takes in the data, the information, that gathers together experiences which the mind can process and abstract on and get involved in its thoughts and concerns. And for these minutes here, you do not need to think about anything or process anything. Maybe you can give yourself a break, a pause, to trust that there is something else to do here besides think and consider and remember and plan. To be in the garden of the body, the elemental qualities of sensations, where the mind's involvement is to receive. Receive the elemental, basic experience, physical experience of body, shifting, buzzing kaleidoscope of changing sensations in the body. When you need to, let the thinking mind become quieter. No need to keep thinking. Quieting the mind so the mind can spend more time sensing, feeling, receiving, savoring the experience of body and how those sensations of body are shifting and changing and moving and pulsing in a flow. Just body for these minutes. to relate to the sensations of your body as you would to the weather. Both impersonal and intimate, if we're in the weather. If you have uncomfortable sensations in your body, it's a particular kind of weather. Allow yourself to rest. Settle, trust, elemental experience of the sensations of the body. One of the values of attention to the elemental qualities of sensations is, in fact, to notice how much we drift away from that in our mental processing into a world that can be much more complex, convoluted, stressful than the raw simplicity of the body, just breathing and heart beating. And perhaps you have a small taste today or other times of the thinking, processing mind coming more and more to rest, and just sitting, breathing peacefully, quietly, just being. And maybe it helps us to realize, appreciate how many people's minds are spinning in this convoluted processing of thoughts and ideas, memories, plans, fantasies, spinning webs that they get caught in, spinning webs of thoughts and ideas that with which they suffer. And may we have compassion, care, goodwill to all the people suffering because of their thoughts and way of thinking. And may we wish others that they can have a peaceful mind, an unanxious mind, a settled mind that's able to be here breathing and appreciating the simplicity of life in this beautiful garden of the body, of the present moment. May all beings have peace of mind. May all beings get a break from their stresses of their thinking mind. May all beings hold with care and compassion their struggles. May all beings experience a freedom from struggles and stresses in their mind. And in doing so, may they feel the richness and the peacefulness of just being as they are. May all beings be happy and free.